нынче еще и профессия программиста сильно, блядь, поменялась внезапно. Теперь, в общем-то, фактически обязательно. Ты уже не программист, ты надсмотрщик нейронки, которая программирует за тебя. Так. Все красные окна наверху. Только где... Так. Так что там? А, там. А, так мы открыли дверь. Сорняки полоть умеешь? В детстве, наверное, полол. Скорее нет, чем да. Господа, покормите. Ну покормите. Ну надо. Внимание, или надо начинать. Надо. Научат еще и с людьми контактировать. Исчелся. Блять, опять читать. Theater, day. Smoke last seek in the small Tavdry. Не знаю, что такое Tavdry, не хочу знать. Theater. On the hardwood station, magician performs. His coat is worn and mended, but once it was expensive. Lorenzo the Great. Lorenzo, but alas, the young medimoisel Henriette Dubois could not escape her sordid fate. He yanked the handle to his... Нет, видимо, это что-то выдуманное. Да, мы что-то гуглили. And silhouette of a man stabbing a woman appears on the wall. Ну что-то... Ну так, ладно, неважно. The crowd stares dumbly at the shadow and then smile with yellow teeth made for biting. Lorenzo looks at the audience with disgust. He takes out another wheel labeled the third eye for the brotherhood use only. His taste but put the wheel in his construction. Ну на какое реальное, на реальное это устройство похоже? Медвазель! Мы знали, что молочный шаг на английском это making biscuits. Я не знаю, что такое молочный шаг на русском. Making biscuits тоже что-то незнакомое выражение. The next story is not meant for the likes of you. It's something I normally only show. I normally show refined ladies and gentlemen, but I will make an exception tonight. Those tired, ugly eyes of yours shall see something new. Lorenzo yanks the handle. Thousands of years ago, the third eye shone over the islands in the far east, but one night it fell from the sky. Comet passes on the wall, strangely enough, it quiets down the crowd. They follow the comet while gaping and see it crash onto the ground. A human found it, and when she held it, she saw the magic of this world. She had a vision, so she painted it. She had a vision, so she painted Gucci in red ochre on a cave wall. Это так родилось искусство кометы из из космоса. Cave painting show up all over the world. The crowd is a bit confused by the effect. At night, the crimson beast awoke. It spread chaos and death and devoured the human and her people. And that monster appears. The crowd screams in terror as it attacks them. Some of them have had enough and flee the theater. Lorenzo slows down and the beast disappears. The story of the red creature became a legend, but the third eye lives on and appears in the most unlikely of places to this day. This is all for tonight. You have been a wonderful audience. Go away! The crowd mutters and leaves. The man better one man better dressed and cleaner than the rest remains in his seat. He studies Lorenzo with cold eyes. Brother Tertius. When Lorenzo discovers his presence, his pupils dilate from fear. Я все жду, когда сюжет в кавычках на Маджишина перейдет. Его братство. Молочный шаг — это когда кошка выжимает молоко из своей воображаемой мамы кошки. Не знал даже про такое. Прикольно. Making biscuits это, видимо, потому что выглядит как такое, как какая-то готовка. И как анончик написал. Да, making biscuits. Ну вообще книдинг это, да, книд. Так. Сука. Тут еще до хера этой страницы лежит. Здравствуйте. Спуки! Скелетонс. Оху. Серьезно? Вот все раз, два, три, четыре, пять, шесть, семь, восемь, девять страниц я буду считать? Interior. Brotherhood Lodge. Night. The room is dark beside the many lit brass candelabras. И по порядку, типа, можешь собрать и прочитать по порядку. Хотя они тут больше, чем где-нибудь. Хотя тут будет вопрос, все ли я собрал. Ладно, сейчас узнаем. Думаю, будут пробелы, если не все. Да. Page 2 это была первая страница, ясно. The room is dark, besides the many lit brass candelabras. Lorenzo stands with his hat in hand. 50 men in robes watch him from a long table. At the end of the table, a stern old man ponderously strokes his sideburns. Brother Septimus. A young brother opens a mahogany case. Ахогани — это, видимо, дерево какое-то, and takes out an ornate revolver and a minotaur mask. He looks over at brother Septimus, who nods to him. The young brother puts on the mask and aims the gun at Lorenzo's hand. I play safe and never pass, gamble to pass or perish. Truth above all, risk my life, brother. Brother. How many our first ancient brothers? 7. Correct. The seated brother Мне так вот представилась сцена, вот куча братьев сидят и вот друг на друг друга револьвер вот наводят и задают вопрос, вот risk my life, brother, и вот один парами вот их кучей Сигма ту Сигма. Сигма ту Сигма. The seated brothers arise as their goblets and drink. What is the punishment for sharing our secrets with outsiders? Arenza grabs hold of the table and is bound to fate. Death, correct. Lorenzo closes his eyes, but death does not come. Under normal circumstances, you would be dead now. I'm sorry, elder brother. I was not thinking. Fairness and perhaps a crisis of fate. Forgive me, brother. Thankfully for you, these are not normal circumstances. The time is nigh, little brother. And like in the old, we shall send seven brothers in a search of that which was lost. All brothers hold up seven fingers. Six were already gone searching for omens. You will be seventh, the disgraced one. Will you send me, elder brother? Where will you send me, elder brother? Agen Waldenberg. There lives an artist in an old manor. The prophecy mentions her. Go and see, brother. If that which was lost is there, Lorenzo knows. The lady suffers from an eye condition that will ultimately render a blindness. A sad fate for a painter. Take these vermilion tears. What do they do, elder brother? Nothing at all. But you will use them pretending to cure the lady. That is your guise while you search your house for the third eye. Exterior. Augen Park Manor Dusk. Hoofs clop echoes through the dilapidated courtyard. Algae-covered statues silently await the arrival. A pale, silky horse comes into view, pulling a wagon painted red in a distant past. Lorenzo walks beside the horse and leads it by its reins. Lorenzo ties the horse to an old oak. Be brave, Morse. You have nothing to fear. Lorenzo carefully approaches the front gate. He bangs the knocker. Lorenzo scans the dirty windows for any signs of life. Finally, the door creaks open. Creaks open! And instantly, Lorenzo raises his top hat and takes a bow. A white rose appears in his hand, from his hat. The miracle has arrived. An ashen woman is in an expensive dress, stares through him with milky eyes. I do not believe in miracles. That is why you need one. Baronin. Lorenzo hands the white rose to Renate. It changes color to red. Если это она лежит там, возможно, ее просто по имени нужно назвать. Рената. You might as well perform for the shadows. My sight is fading away. Your eyes are fading because there has been nothing to see. Weary eyes need entertainment, and tired souls need miracles. Who are you? Lorenzo the Great. At your service, Baronin. Magus, whose name is a witch spirit from the shores of Zanzibar to the first peaks of Helsinki. Known to beggars and kings alike. Well, you are not known to me, good evening. René is about to shut the gate. Wait! My journey has been a long one. My horse is tired, and to be honest, so I am. René looks at a very sickly looking horse. I had four once, during better times, but ironically, Morse is the only one who lives. Very well. Augenwolburg, a manor, dining room, day. An oversized dead goose lies on the oaken dining table. Renrens devours his portion in a loud manner. Renate tries to hide her disgust. Is the room satisfactory? Yes, I slept like a piglet. Баронин немецком или шведском форме слова баронесса. Yes. So it was not you I heard last night. Lorenzo drinks wine and coughs to buy some time. I was up briefly, yes. Again, yes. What? Good, at least it was. He takes out a small vial from his sleeve. My vermilion tears. They need a moonlight in order to lose their magic. I took the liberty to use one of the windows in your studio. Renate looks amused. I took another liberty and studied some of your work. The portraits are, of course, excellent, but I am most intrigued by the drawings of science. My himmelflut, небесные тела, да? What inspired them? Ignore the question. Magician, might I ask you a strange question?
When to refuse an answer.
Do you see a labyrinth while you were in the park?
A labyrinth. A red labyrinth. The only labyrinth I saw was a portrait of a man with a labyrinth instead of a face.
Renata stands up angrily. I've made no such portrait. You lies have ceased to amuse me. I know why you're here, and I know where to look for it. But I will hold you to your word. Renzo looks like he's about to assure Nate of his pure intentions. Cure my eyes. Interior, outer manor, a Renate's bedroom day. The curtains have been drawn. Renate lies on top of the bed, a trace of a smirk on her lips. Renate looks gravely serious on the side of the bed.
Are you ready for the miracle, Baronin?
Yes. Lorenzo spills a single drop of vermilion tears into Renate's left eye. She blinks, and Lorenzo drops another tear into the right eye. It might be a few days before it takes effect. Renate's eyes start to boil, and she screams in unfiltered agony. Lorenzo backs away in horror. Lorenzo holds his hands over his ears to protect himself against her looping, deafening screams! Everything turns black. Lorenzo, out of sight. Just eye drops. Then, quiet! Lorenzo stirs to life on the floor. He sees Renata lying lifeless on the bed. Lorenzo takes her pulse in horror. She's still alive. Apparently, he has at some point put a bandage around her head. Two red dots mark the eyes, giving Renata a disturbing appearance. Renin, can you hear me? Kindly. I can hear you, magician. They'll tell me you're not invited. Invited where? To the cavern. I followed the echoes of my screams. They're waiting for me.
Who was waiting for you?
and ancient sisters and brothers of the in the Far East. They are sharing the secret with me, but they won't share it with you. The caveman thinks you are an obsequious ingramus. Можешь перевести акцент? Вермилиан Тирс, Вермилиан Багряный, ну, кстати, не знал, не знал. Ее обсеквес игнорамус, Балтерс, Трэкзистенс, Балтерс, я даже не знаю, что такое.
Баранина, ему стресс там.
The labyrinth, they drew it on the wall. Go and see by the window. They say I should defenestrate you. But we have an agreement. И что такое defenestrate? Lorenzo slowly starts against the window. Moonlight shines on his weather-beaten face. He looks on the window, out the window. A giant garden labyrinth has appeared in the park. Do you see it, magician?
Где перепутал.
Lorenzo, yes.
Do you see me in the labyrinth? Lorenzo squints.
It's very dark. Yes, I see you. Do you see you? What do you mean? Can you see yourself in the labyrinth? Подобострастный человек, это, видимо, обсеквис ингнорамус, невежда. Ну, да, кстати, я так и думал, что игнорамус, это игнорамус. Выбрасываем из окна, окей. А где было дефенестрейт? А, еще дефенестрейт, окей. В этой в игре было, в... Так. Of course, I'm not there. Neither I am. Lorenzo turns around and bumps into the night. The red dots on the bandage have grown substantially, looking like giant red black eyes. She puts her hand on the Lorenzo face. The room turns red. Interior garden labyrinth night. Lorenzo gasps in disorientation. He is now somewhere in the labyrinth. Lorenzo quivers from fear. Renate smiles at him. Her bandage is gone and a pair of lovely hazel eyes look at Lorenzo with affection. This is a place from my childhood. I'm over there. Renate points behind Lorenzo. He turns his head to look. A girl wearing owl mask watches him from behind. Owl girl! She runs and disappears behind the corner. Renate takes Lorenzo's hand. Come! Together they run in the labyrinth. Renate seems to know her way while Lorenzo is trying to make sense of the strange space. A red hue suddenly appears on their faces. It's the most beautiful thing they have ever seen. They smile with tears running down their cheeks. The light grows stronger and the cosmos play music just for them. Это было в этой Москве. Там директора разных компаний тоже того. Дефенестрировались пачками. Не знаю, это к чему-то конкретному отсылка или просто к Москве. Блядь, еще до хера страниц. Nate's hand moves frantically across the canvas. Lorenzo sits in an armchair by the window with his top hat on the knee. A posing for portrait. There is movement inside his top hat. Ratatouille. I think it might have been a maze, not a labyrinth. Aren't they interchangeable?
Are they interchangeable?
A labyrinth prolongs the path, while a maze is forgetting lost. And we are lost. The big house. The big house. For you, it can be some. It can sometimes be disorienting. I have seen it. I think the price of admission might be an eye and a leg. Let in the lens forward, and his head falls on the floor. Red owl flutters out of the head in front of the Florenza. He stares at it in surprise. As it was a very clever trick, the owl perches on the top of bookshelf, and the half chance as a freedom.
And the eyes, and when this third eye blinked, the red beast laid a neck within the third eye closed, and the bastard offspring was born thousands of years later.
Renate studies her canvas and this I'm a bit confused. A realistic portrait of a man in a dark suit, but where his head is supposed to be, there is a red glowing maze. Renate notices two thickets. Thickets at Кадила, что ли? Переведи тикетс, не помню. Или что-то с огнем, вроде просто. Твой восточноевропейский акцент все меньше и меньше восточный, все меньше и меньше восточноевропейский.
But he says, "Related, not just tickets in his hand, and takes them and steps at them."
Театр Росса. Видимо, Красный театр. Я уже не помню. Что тикетс, блядь, я перепутал. Я перепутал другим словом. Тикетс — это билет просто.
А есть еще, как оно, тикет.
Ну как-то так пишется. Я, короче. Я, ясно, это билет.
Сибиза.
Тики, заросли.
Три минуты.
Сделаем это from the video. Фото from the video. Автор Watchdog. Вот загруженные материалы пользователям Watchdog. Кстати, у нас ребят, где ваши донаты? У нас там Pride Month начался. А я, как вы знаете, очень гордый горец. Вот, мне обязательно надо донатить. Смотрите, математик. Он математик. Математик, смотрите, какие диаграммы. Диаграммы. Ничего не понятно, но очень интересно. Какие диаграммы. Это просто, ладно, это довольно просто, но это, видимо, операция теории множеств в какое-то поле сложной теории вписанные. Угу. Trivial Partition, и вот Trivial Partition это... Я просто заметил фразу Trivial Partition. Это полное и... Хотя нет, я не знаю, что такое Trivial Partition в данном случае. Окей, это полный набор. А пустое множество не считается тривиальным. Извините, я залип. Вот такие-то математические диаграммы. Как бы я хотел этим заниматься лет 10 назад. Я хотел этим заниматься. Это не очень. И уточка, это лебедь, а не гусь. Контрибьютор в Википедии. Back to the fucking script. Interior. Theater, night. Excited faces valet. Valet. Не знаю, это произносится или нет. Points at the right curtain. Lorenzo and Trinette. Тем более, не знаю, как произносится имя Ренат. Look at each other and then step through it. Rows and rows of seats. It's much too large to be inside the manor. Lorenzo stares in disbelief at the giant theater. It seems empty, but the murmuring from the crowd is deafening. Gaslight illuminates the stage. Someone clears his throat behind them, and in fruitless and a featureless usher. Что такое Ашер тут? Points at over the first row. Ренейт и Лоренцо silently descend the stairs towards the seats. Fanfare the lights dim. A man dressed as Lorenzo and wearing Lorenzo mask rides a prop horse on the stage. Ренате. Че, серьезно? Рената? 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 Серьезно? Окей. Знаешь, как эти боты щипают больно за руки? Верю. Верю. Не знаю, но верю. Вот бы меня лепить. Lorenzo knocks on door on a door mid stage, and an actress wearing a mask is standing. Рената. Он точно эти нейронки пиздит? Ну-ка. Рената pronunciation. Да, Рената. Ренейте. Ренейти.
Рената. Рената.
Или Рената. Ну ладно, сейчас. С человеком лучше. Угу.
Welcome to how to pronounce into...
Это настоящий человек. Год назад. Угу.
Today's video will be focusing on a new word that you might find challenging or intriguing. So let's dive into today's word.
Я прям не знаю. Подозрительно.
Which means
a name of Latin origin, meaning reborn or born again.
Let's say it all together.
Рената.
Короче, Рената, вот как по-русски звучит нормально. По-русски Рената, Рената, Рената. Запомнили, или через 5 минут я снова начну, через 1 минуту начну говорить, как я говорил, Renate. The Latin's first in the station blinds Lorenzo and Renata. Renata. On the stage, Stan звучит, on the stage a comet hanging from wires passes. Renata and Lorenzo avert their eyes, and then the comet is gone. The stage is empty. A long hesitant clap. From somewhere further back. The actress playing Renatu walks on stage. She holds her hands in front of her, blood flowing from her eyes. Please hold me! The actor playing Lorenzo steps on stage purposefully. Lorenzo and Renata watch the theater alter egos on stage in grim silence. Their hands join. Lorenzo drags a stylized prop window onto the stage. Renata wanders sobbing blood. Lorenzo tries to place the window in front of Renate, making her fall out. The crowd howls with laughter as Lorenzo gets more frustrated every time Renate misses the window. Please hold me, please hold me. Finally, Lorenzo has enough. He grabs Renate and shoves her with full force through the glass window and from the stage. Renata lands with a thud and crack. Theater blood squirts onto Lorenzo's face. Lorenzo forms a fist and rises. Enough! Lorenzo watches him silently. That's very angry. From the fist and rises. Lorenzo watches him silently as a full theater. Boo. To Renate. Boo. Renate, let's go. But Renata is gone from her seat. The fact that she's nowhere to be found, Lorenzo look around in panic, but it's like she vanished in the thin air. The actress playing Renata comes back to life and is elevated by strings into the air. She bows and receives applause. The actress turns her head to Lorenzo and she takes off the Renata mask. Beneath it is a featureless face.
To be gifted is to be invested. Ideas are tiny red eggs in your brain. To the microscope, they still look the same. The good and bad. But look at the time.
Lorenzo slowly walks off stage. His steps echoing through the empty theater. He moves toward Lorenzo. Lorenzo turns to run, but his doppelganger catches up with him. Doppelganger removes the mask and behind it, Maze Man! Its head buzzing in electrical manner. She's waiting for you. Here is an idea. Follow my daughter. The Maze Man puts his hand over Lorenzo's eyes. Alcoholic manner. Corridor. Damn. At the end, Lorenzo finds himself in a hotel corridor. A phone rings somewhere. Further down the hall, he sees the old girl. Lorenzo, the old girl. Where is she? The girl flaps her arms and hoots. Enough games. The old girl disappears down the corridor. wherein the storms after. The owl girl waits for him at the end of the next corridor. Suddenly, a black rabbit runs up to him and back. Lorenzo looks at the dog with surprise. His tag reads Rudy. Rudy lies down and lays dead on the rock. As he does, Rudy changes from black to white. Finally, the dog grunts and turns, and then contorts into a cat. A payphone rings on the wall. Lorenzo lifts his receiver. Why are you answering the phone? Lorenzo remains silent. There are no phones in 1847, you cretino. Lorenzo grunts. Hang up for the phone and go chase the owl girl. Just like the script says. Lorenzo hangs up and sees the owl girl with a limp cat in her hand. Lorenzo runs fast with determination, but the owl girl is always around, yet another corner. He never catches up with her. Lorenzo turns a corner, but there is no owl girl, but a mirror. Lorenzo sees himself briefly, and behind him stands a man in the sunglasses and a dark suit. Lorenzo regards the man in the mirror, but the mirror changes and Renata appears levitating like a ghost. Stylish sunglasses obscure her eyes. Night with a man's voice. I'm waiting for you upstairs. I looked serious, but you might want to go check. Где это звучало? А, это звучало не так давно, когда этот... Renato vanishes from the mirror. Lorenzo is left with the image of himself. He looks weary. He turns and goes. His footsteps echo through the empty manor. Staircase, second floor corridor, night. At the end of the dark hallway, Lorenzo sees a dark shape. Lorenzo very slowly approaches it. It's Renata with her back turned against him. Lorenzo stops. I look silent. Renata, man's voice. You keep sending me wrong goose to the butcher. Berenice? Baronin, I think the Baronin would perhaps hear talk about your ascension. She can say something to the effect of Renate in her own voice. I have good news for you. We are not artists, but we are not even art. When it comes down to it, we are all just paint. Aren't you happy with this news, magician? Ned switched his voice again, and he would say, Lorenzo keeps his hands in defiance. Renate's voice, why is this so hard for you? Why do you think of these things? This is unimportant. There are symbolic values and mirror images, yes. But none of this matters, Signorina. Had you read my manifesto, you would have known that it was never meant for viewing. Lorenzo looked confused for a moment. Please, Baronin, let's leave this place. Every maze has a solution. Ned sighs heavily. You really understand nothing at all, but if you understood, you would never have played your part. Time for entertainment. Here is your last performance. Renata turns slowly around, her face is hidden by shadows. Renata takes a step forward, her eyes and empty craters. Red paint runs down her cheeks. Hold me, please hold me. Lorenzo backs away. Please hold me. Lorenzo backs further. Renata Renato's arms flailing, searching for him like tentacles, pains deepen everywhere she goes. Please hold me. Lorenzo's eyes widen with fear as she comes closer. Her touch disgusts him. Suddenly, Renata increases her pace and she touches his face. Please hold me. Lorenzo instinctively pushes Renata with full force. Smiling, she falls toward the large window. The Branina crashes through it and down to the ground below. Lorenzo stares at the window in shock. He steps toward the window. Rain patterns against his face. On the gravel path below lies a mangled corpse. Sending the wrong goose to the butcher, это посылать неправильного гуся к мяснику. Окей. Ну, в райтинг, в принципе, неплохой, но в целом... Но в целом, не знаю, как я отношусь к прайтингу в целом в игре. Cool story, бро. Cool story, бро. Все я собрал. Красное окно, кстати. Правый глаз. Правильный глаз. Cool story, bro. Не знаю, что-то, в общем, тоне, подаче и теме не контачит для меня. Но интересно. Так. А? А как? Десятов? Думаешь? Тринадцать? Сколько всего их тут? Должно быть 20, но точно 20. Да. Я бы хотел в таком нуарну что-нибудь про шпионов. Какие-то философские сюжет. Философский или философское эзотерическое про искусство теоретически мне может зайти, но вот что-то немного не такое. Ну. 130? Нет, 130 не может быть. Но Ви... Виримская 5. А Эл-Римская что значит? 50? Сто. А тут ста нету. Что, потому что Black Bar длинный? Ну нет. А тут L. Тут это циферблат. Тут циферблат. Соответственно. Нет. Да, теперь было, соответственно, 15 плюс 45, 60. Скорее, вот тут L сколько? 13? 12. Не подходит. Хотя нет, почему подходит? Ну как, вряд ли, но... Чего? 13? 12. Все. Какому еще принципу это может быть? 5 и 35 можно попробовать, если типа сложим строк. Я не помню, по какому принципу ты решил сейчас. 35. А компас у нас был где-то тут задействован? Вроде нет. Так, а... На компасе 0 градусов это... Это север или не север? Сейчас. Ну это все равно в компасе. Почему это 5 часа? Нет, на других языках. В других языках сокращение то же самое. Хотя... Ну, V и L тут явно нету. +45. Да. И тогда логика непонятна, типа... Ладно, если бы на другом языке это было, эти сокращения были, тогда получается, что 90... L это... Это восток. А V... Нет, погоди. Так в чем логика? А, это углы, блядь. Окей, прикольно. Прикольно. Прикольно, я не понял. Стоит же мы это сам... Frame out of an ice rocket was skeleton in room 1963. A stone-like sub-object with an unnatural cerise glow. It feels magnetic, yet numb and electrical. It gives off a constant low-frequency noise with which causes it to vibrate slightly. Judging from the stone's strange characteristic, it is likely created from spectral formation, making it an illusion object. Objects like this exist between realities and are particularly interesting if they are objects related to human body parts. But this can mean that they are directly related to human soul or dreams. Eye-related illusion objects usually comes in parts. And is inserted in the sockets in parallel dimensions or dreams. They can reveal new significant knowledge to the owner. Ага, что будет? Американский доллар мы пропустили. Хикунд! Стол тот самый. Чё за стали ещё лежит револьвер? Go peace, girl. Где этот туалет был? На этом этаже разве? Thank you. Сможете ли Рай мне почистить? Потому что я не могу найти туалет. А, вот. Похоже, дом. Да. Или не вот. Не видишь на карте туалета? Ой.